it's here and now. Officials in Colorado say at least 8 people have died from the floods that struck earlier this month. Nearly 2,000 homes were damaged or destroyed, including many that belonged to immigrant families. Many of them didn't have time to collect things before fleeing their homes, things like green cards and critical documents. Others aren't sure if they qualify for federal aid. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Colorado Public Radio's Leslie McClurg reports on 2 hard-hit communities in northern Colorado.
At 4 a.m. last Thursday, there was a knock at Augustina Tamu's front door. She wasn't home. She was working, cleaning floors at Walmart. But the pounding woke her 4-year-old son and her husband, who was in the country illegally.
He was afraid to open the door because he thought that was ICE that was coming for him.
It wasn't Immigration and Customs Enforcement. It was the local police evacuating the area. The St. Vrain River was creeping dangerously close. Officials rapped on the door for over an hour. Eventually, Tamu's husband relented. He was the last person to evacuate Royal Mobile Park. The community is devastated. For several days, bulldozers hauled away shards of wood, saturated furniture, and random debris. The area is blocked off with fluorescent orange tape labeled Danger Zone. National Guard soldiers lined the perimeter to keep outsiders from entering. It was almost a week before Tamu was allowed in to assess the damage of her home. She says it's destroyed.
We don't have a stable place to stay. Sometimes we are in the shelter and sometimes with friends.
Tamu's economic situation is tenuous. She's originally from Guatemala, but recently became a citizen. But her husband is from Mexico, and he doesn't have documents for legal employment. He works on a nearby vegetable farm, but his boss says layoffs are imminent because this season's crop is ruined.
I'm praying for something good happen pretty soon.
About an hour away in Evans, the Sanchez family lost their home, a car, photos. But that's not all they lost.
Se perdieron documentos de mi niño como el acta.
Maria Gonzalez Sanchez says key documents are gone, like the U.S. birth certificate for her 10-year-old son, the paperwork for their 20-year-old daughter's deferred action status, Mexican birth certificates, even proof of purchase for the trailer home they just bought with their life savings. Maria's husband says they were away from home when the flood hit. By the time they got back, it was too late to salvage anything but the clothes on their back. The lost documents could have tragic implications. Kim Baker Medina is an immigration lawyer in Fort Collins. She says both Maria and Jose could be on a path to citizenship if current immigration proposals became law.
This would be a family who would obviously qualify for immigration reform. They've been here for many years. They have a U.S. citizen family member. They've paid their taxes. They haven't committed crimes. But they're going to need to document their presence in the United States. They're going to need bills and proof of, you know, money sent to Mexico, proof of money earned here. They've lost all of that.
Immigrant advocates think hundreds, maybe thousands of people could be in the same situation as the Sanchez family. Medina was volunteering recently at a Red Cross shelter, offering legal services to Spanish-speaking flood victims.
A lot of people may be able to move in and out of this shelter because they have connections, because they speak the language, because they have documentation. Other people may not move through it as quickly because they can't access the services, they can't access the programs.
Both the Sanchez family and Augustina Tamu's family hope to receive federal aid. They qualify for it because at least one member from each family has legal status in the country. But Jerry DeFelice with FEMA encourages everyone to apply for aid, regardless of their status.
Even if a family does not have documentation showing that they're a citizen of the United States, they may still receive some sort of assistance.
That's quite a scary prospect to hand over your information to a federal agency. Does FEMA do anything with that information that could hurt their chances of staying in the country?
Absolutely not.
Despite that reassurance, immigrant rights groups say many people are still afraid to talk to federal officials, even if they're living on the edge. For Here and Now, I'm Leslie McClurg.